Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, May 7th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know. Today is National Teachers' Day, honoring educators who inspire us. First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt, a former teacher, initiated the day recognizing the importance of education. She advocated for teachers and valued learning from a young age. Scholarships are available for those inspired to follow in their footsteps. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the surf report. Expect northwest wind swell to ease on Tuesday with waist-to-stomach-high waves and inconsistent chest-high sets. Standouts see more consistent chest-to-head-high surf. Light wind is expected in the morning, trending to moderate westerly onshore wind in the afternoon. Long period south-southwest swell magnets see a nice bump in size Wednesday with chest-to-shoulder-high surf for better breaks and head-high-to-overhead surf for long-period focal points. Tuesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking fair at 2 to 3 feet until 10 a.m. After that, it's looking unrideable. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with the 1 foot incoming tide, when the south swell is 1 foot at 18 seconds and the onshore wind is 4 mph. The first high tide Tuesday will be 4 feet just after 9:30 a.m., with a 1 foot low tide just before 3. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 62 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the San Diego area. This morning it's partly cloudy and feels like 55 degrees, with 2 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:35, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:54. It looks like we're in for some sun and wind today, with a high near 69 and wind of 5 to 10 mph, with gusts as high as 20. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 56. Looking ahead in the weather, we'll have patchy fog Tuesday morning, then turns mostly sunny, with a high near 69 degrees and breezy wind. Wednesday will be mostly cloudy in the morning, then gradually become sunny with a high near 70. Thursday and Friday will follow a similar pattern, starting cloudy then turning mostly sunny with highs near 70. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, B-Cycle, an e-bike rental company, has decided to withdraw from Encinitas due to lower-than-expected usage since its launch in early 2022. The company struggled with profitability, as confirmed by Encinitas Mayor Tony Kranz, who expressed disappointment, but acknowledged the financial losses involved. B-Cycle's more successful operations in other cities contrast with Encinitas, where despite 5,500 unique riders traveling around 123,000 miles, the program did not meet economic expectations. The company plans to phase out its less popular rental stations by May 20 while refunding annual memberships. Now on to sports. Victor Wembanyama has been named NBA Rookie of the Year, achieving a unanimous selection that highlights his unprecedented impact on basketball. At just 20 years old, Wembanyama, The top pick of the 2023 draft captivated audiences with his versatile play, leading all rookies in scoring, rebounds, and blocks. His record-setting rookie season included being the first to notch over 1,500 points, 700 rebounds, 250 assists, and 250 blocks, while also hitting over 100 three-pointers. His achievements extend beyond statistics, as he became a symbol of innovation in the game, redefining the role and capabilities of modern basketball big men. Last night in local sports, the Padres on the road beat the Cubs 6-3. Tonight, the Padres take on the Cubs in Game 2 of the 3-game series. In top news, Japanese scientists at Kyoto University Hospital are embarking on pioneering clinical trials to test a new treatment that could enable the regrowth of teeth. This groundbreaking research, led by Teragem Biopharma, targets individuals suffering from congenital anodontia, a condition where some or all teeth are missing from birth. Initially focusing on ensuring the treatment's safety in adults missing teeth, the trial aims to expand to younger patients. This innovative approach has shown promise in animal studies and could revolutionize dental care by providing a viable alternative to implants and dentures. In business news, several key players saw significant movements in the stock market yesterday. Berkshire Hathaway enjoyed a 1% increase after reporting a 39% rise in first quarter operating profit, reaching a record of over $11 billion. This surge was propelled by its robust property and casualty insurance business and heightened investment income. However, Berkshire also reduced its stake in Apple by about 13%, leading to a slight dip in Apple's stock by 1%, despite a strong earnings report last week. Microtechnology saw a notable 5% increase after an upgrade from Baird, while Tesla's stock rose by 2% following the announcement of a new long-range Model A. On the downside, Tyson Foods and Spirit Airlines experienced declines due to disappointing sales and financial results. Robinhood Markets faced a drop after receiving a Wells notice from the SEC regarding its cryptocurrency unit. Meanwhile, Perficient surged by 52% after news of its acquisition by EQDT, marking a significant premium over its last closing price. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $63,000. Ethereum is $3,000. And Solana is $154. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A recent study has highlighted another potential threat to bumblebees: rising global temperatures. Researchers found that bumblebees, which thrive at nest temperatures between 82 and 90 degrees, struggle to survive when temperatures near 97 degrees. This study, which spans literature from the 1840s to present, indicates that such high temperatures compromise the bee's survival by affecting their reproductive capacities and the health of worker bees. Given that last year was the hottest on record, and with the increasing frequency of such record-breaking temperatures, the ability of bumblebees to adapt to these changes remains a critical concern. This research underscores the importance of addressing global warming alongside other threats, like habitat loss and pesticide use, to protect these crucial pollinators. And in entertainment news, James Gunn has unveiled the new look for Superman, featuring David Corenswet in the iconic suit, which appears notably weathered, hinting at intense action sequences in the upcoming movie. This marks Corenswet's first major lead role in a Hollywood blockbuster. Superman, set for a July 2025 release, also stars Rachel Brosnahan as Lois Lane and Nicholas Hoult as Lex Luthor. The ensemble cast includes talents like Skylar DeSando and Anthony Carrigan, adding depth to the anticipated superhero film. Gunn's decision to simplify the film's title from Superman Legacy to just Superman reflects a possibly streamlined approach to the storied franchise. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from Becky Pringle of the National Education Organization. Educators, you are leading the way. Guiding and protecting, nurturing and supporting our precious students all across this nation. Every day, all day, you provide our students with the tools they need to build a future that will help them live into their wildest dreams. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.